You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The steel sector is under interesting review at this point. This is a sector that has struggled for quite some time, and we've seen the likes of some of the participants in the space looking to potentially close down their businesses, cut some jobs, and now we're facing a potential review of some of the export tariffs related to the space and even some of the import tariffs. For more on this, we're joined on the line by the International Trade and Administration Commission. Of course, they handle the bulk of the work where it relates to determining the tariffs and ensuring that we have fair and competitive tariffs in the global market. I'm joined by the Chief Commissioner at ITAC, Ayabonga Qawe, to see what we make of these developments and what they mean for the steel space. Commissioner, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with an understanding of the review that's currently in place and what the potential options might be as a result of it.
Evening to you, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners. Always a pleasure catching up with you, and thank you so much for giving us the time. Jimmy, you would know, and I think we've spoken before on this platform, about the review that we've been busy with since March of this year. And it was a review looking at a few elements, one of which had been the increase in ordinary customs duties across specific products that are contained in Chapter 72, 73, and 82 and 83 of the tariff book. Also, consideration in light of the narrowing of the product diversity of what we produce in South Africa, rebate measures, which would allow for the rebating of some of these duties in instances where some downstream users wish to import. And then the last category of things that we were reviewing related to the extension of certain products and their inclusion into what is called the import control list. And that's the list of goods where, if you wish to import them into the country, you would have to apply for a license or a permit or authorization from the commission prior to you being able to clear those goods. And we've been running with this process, as I said, since March. We issued in August a preliminary determination around some of these areas. And subsequent to us publishing that in August, we then received an additional set of submissions, around 109 written submissions, that were now beginning to flag additional products that they felt ought to be incorporated into the scope of this review. We've had to then do one of two things. The first is to ensure that the products we had listed in the first preliminary finding that we'd issued in August, that those are concluded, and we've already sent a recommendation to the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition for his attention on those ones. And we then subsequently had to publish at the end of last month, on the 21st of November, the other products that were part of that 109 written submissions. And this is anything from wire to rope to cable to springs to heavy structures to tubes and piping and a range of other products in terms of bars, rod, nails, and so on, that industry is suggesting be placed under import control. So a bit of a mammoth task here, Jimmy, but we certainly had to give some opportunity to those who've come late to the party for them to flag some of the products, and we've given a period for about 2 weeks for people to comment, and then thereafter we'll probably make sense of that additional list and subsequently send a supplementary recommendation to the minister.
It's always nice to see that ITAC and other organizations take into consideration what it is that industry provides as feedback. Commissioner, while I have you, and speaking of those feedback conversations, the last time you and I caught up, we caught up around the chrome market and the chrome space, or at least around the tariffs related to that. We've seen some very interesting and lively feedback from the chrome industry. I want to get your thoughts on just what's been responded to there. Understandably, of course, you're still in an engagement process, and I'm not expecting any commitments from ITAC's perspective, but just your thoughts around how the engagement is unfolding with industry and the players in the industry and what their concerns are.
Yeah, look, I mean, as you correctly say, we issued last, when I spoke to you, we had issued, the Minister of Trade and Industry and Competition had issued a gazette regarding his consideration in law to incorporate chrome under export control, flowing from a cabinet decision in June. And I think it's important for us to underscore for the listeners, Jimmy, that the government is considering a package of measures. Export controls is one part of it. There's also consideration of an export tax, which the Treasury is looking at. And then, of course, a consideration of energy pricing solution, which I would argue is the fulcrum of the package, which the Department of Electricity and the minister there is dealing with. And really, this package is the subject of our ongoing engagements with industry, because our sense is that we've got a massive challenge of smelters closing all the time. You would have heard from Tharisa over the last day or so, and even Merafe and a few other firms in some of the guidance they would have given to the market, that we are already in extra time as it relates to some of these issues. And so those engagements with industry are also taking on an urgency, that it is important for us to really bring some finality to some of these package of measures in order to ensure that the numerous smelters that are idling and that have been mothballed are brought back into operation, and similarly that our stainless steel sector downstream is able to get security of supply of ferro alloys that it needs in order to make some of the steel that it makes.
Commissioner, before I let you go, we've looked at the chrome space as well as the steel space, and it seems as though, as you alluded to now, the common element here is that we are facing markets or industries that are slowing down that we can ill afford to slow down, especially if we hope to continue industrializing South Africa. I want to get your thoughts perhaps on the role that ITAC has played historically and how much more important that role now becomes, understanding that a lot of what is done at or within your office and within the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition could potentially save these sectors.
Well, I don't know about potentially saving the sectors, but suffice to say, Jimmy, that the Commission, ITAC, is seized with investigating amendments to the tariff schedule. And tariffs as import taxes can only do so much. They can effectively tilt the terms on which demand for the steel we produce in the country is framed domestically. But I think you would know, Jimmy, that in steel in particular, the problem we have is not unique to South Africa. It is a global challenge of chronic rather than episodic overcapacity. And two examples of this are of interest. In the last week or so, ArcelorMittal in France has been faced in the lower houses of parliament there by a motion looking to, for instance, nationalize ArcelorMittal there. We saw earlier on in the year in the United Kingdom, Scunthorpe, where the United Kingdom government used its own golden share to effectively take a stake in that company. So it's quite clear that many governments, including the South African government, are really thinking through innovative ways to try and intervene in the steel market in light of this crisis of overproduction we face. In our case, it's included a combination of trade measures. It's also included some capital structure related interventions, if you look at what the IDC has been involved in. And certainly dialogue continues about how we not only save the integrated steel making capability we have, but in so doing also facilitates a once in a epoch energy and even input transition in the sector, greening the kind of steel that we produce, so that we continue to remain competitive in some of the export markets we sell into. And so it's a mammoth task. And I must say, Jimmy, we bring our own small anvil into that particular exercise. And we certainly hope to the extent that we are able to have some control over some of these measures, that we can bring them to the party to try and ensure that our steel sector is more competitive, and that as it undergoes all of these changes, we retain jobs, we retain investment, but we also expand capability and the diversity of the products that we produce.
Maintaining capabilities and ensuring that industries are protected as much as possible. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Chief Commissioner at the International Trade and Administration Commission, Mboga Tawe, for joining us to take a look at the steel and chrome industries and what reviews are currently underway there.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.